cash fed cattle trade opened higher in the Southern Plains on Wednesday. In the latest Creighton University Rural Main Street Index and survey, 8% of bankers reported their area economy improved month to month, while 18% said economic conditions worsened. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 17th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade began to develop in the Southern Plains on Wednesday, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were $2 higher in Kansas at $103 a hundredweight and $1.50 to $2 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $103 to $103.50. That helps explain why there were no sales in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction, where 613 head were offered, all from the Southern Plains. Two lots in that sale were passed on at $102.25. At the fat auction in Tama, Iowa, though, 221 head of choice 2-4 steers, weighing an average of 1,379 pounds, brought an average price of $104.63, which was more than the 100 to 103 country trade in the region last week. Similarly, slaughter steers sold steady to $2 higher in the fat auction at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where 250 head of choice 2-3 steers weighed an average of 1,431 pounds and brought an average of $105.20. Cattle futures closed mixed again, with feeder cattle receiving some pressure from grains. Live cattle futures closed mixed but mostly marginally higher, from an average of 15 cents lower to an average of 20 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents lower, across a range of 27 cents to $1.27 lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 71 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $215.38 a hundredweight. Select was $1.77 lower at $204.51. Corn futures closed 4 to 5 cents higher through July of 21, and then mostly 2 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 13 to 19 cents higher through August of 21, and then mostly 3 to 8 cents higher, helped along by recent export sales. Feeder cattle sold mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing less than 900 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while steers weighing more than 900 pounds sold $1 to $3 higher. Feeder heifers traded $4 to $8 higher. There are too few comparable sales to trend calves a day earlier, and there were 6,352 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 800 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota. There were instances of up to $10 higher at 850 to 900 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 850 to 900 pounds traded mostly steady. There were 3,602 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 600 to 900 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there were 2,857 head. Steers weighing more than 900 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher. Weaker undertones were noted for steers weighing less than 600 pounds. Feeder heifers there weighing 450 to 900 pounds traded $4 to $5 higher. Today's Cattle Current Market Update is brought to you by the Kansas State University Beef Stocker Field Day, scheduled for October 1st. The always much-anticipated event will be held virtually this year because of the pandemic, but remains loaded with timely, cutting-edge information. Plus, you can attend for free. To do so, look up the Kansas State University Beef Stocker Field Day on the internet, or go to asi.ksu.edu/stockerfieldday. That's asi.ksu.edu/stockerfieldday. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Wednesday. Pressure came from big tech stocks. Some other sectors received support from the FOMC announcement that it's maintaining interest rates at current levels. According to the FOMC statement, the committee decided to keep the target range for the federal funds rate at 0 to 0.25% and expects it will be appropriate to maintain this target range until labor market conditions have reached levels consistent with the committee's assessments of maximum employment and inflation has risen to 2% and is on track to moderately exceed 2% for some time. In other words, it will likely be a good long while before they entertain an increase in interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 36 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 15 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 139 points. Slight improvement is occurring in some rural economies, but it's slow going. Ernie Goss, the Jack A. McAllister Chair in Regional Economics at Creighton University's Hyder College of Business, explains, farm commodity prices are down 10.4% over the last 12 months. As a result, and despite the initiation of $32 billion in USDA farm support payments this year, only 8% of bankers reported their area economy had improved compared to July, while 18.4% said economic conditions worsened. The bankers Goss refers to are those in 10 states dependent on agriculture and/or energy who are included in the monthly survey that provides data for Creighton University's Rural Main Street Index. It offers the most current real-time analysis of the rural economy. The Rural Main Street Index increased slightly in August to 44.7 compared to 44.1 in July. The index ranges between 0 and 100, a reading of 50 represents growth neutral. Bank CEOs included in the survey note that August index represented the sixth straight month with a reading in a recessionary economic zone. For only the second time in the last 81 months, the farmland price index moved above growth neutral with an August reading of 50.1, up from July's 45.6. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 17th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.